Let's do this.
If it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Oonja on Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
Very good morning to you, Wade-O. How are you this morning?
Morning, Matt. How good are these storms lately, mate?
Yeah, quite amazing, especially here in Mildura the other night. And a bit of damage, a bit of flooding around the area as well. Quite humid. It's all happening, including slalom ski racing this weekend, I believe, Wade-O.
Yeah, I went out and hung out with the Tremelling family, Matt, and watched Brooke and Nigel get after it. It's at Cowra Station Saturday and Sunday this weekend. What a phenomenal sport. The course only takes like 16 seconds, and you've got to literally go slalom between these boys. But the speed they reach and the angle with which they get to the water is quite amazing. I've never heard much about the sport. It's going to be huge. It's like a big qualifier for the Nationals this weekend. So get out to Cowra Station and check out Brooke and Nigel Tremelling getting after it.
All right, Top Fuel Championship round number one last weekend. How was that?
Yeah, it was epic. I just finished commentating it for the TV show. Of course, Wieman's Phil Lamatina was in there with a two-car team. Shane Olive drove the other car. I won't tell you too much about the actual incrementals of the results, but Phil Reed was able to take out the first round of the Burson Auto Parts Australian Top Fuel Championship, a new concept where they get all the teams together. They had American Larry Dixon racing as well, so they're really trying to give Top Fuel racing a big shot in the arm. It's looking pretty exciting so far.
Warrnambool Classic last weekend as well. Lachie McHugh, congratulations.
Yeah, phenomenal effort. 23 years of age, Matt, and what a driver already. Phenomenal job. He and James McFadden went at the entire 40 laps of the A-Main, and Lachie picked up the $30,000 winner's purse. News announced on the weekend it'll be 50 grand to win next year's 50th anniversary of the Classic. It's an epic event.
And what can you tell us? Lee Adams carried the national anthem flag, and the film debuted, I believe, from Warrnambool. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Matt. The Driven to Drive film that Lee stars in, along with Darren and Rusty Hickman, aired at the Capitol Cinema in Warrnambool for its Victorian debut. And I can say that the film will actually air on Fox Sports within the next couple of weeks. I'm excited about that. Plus, we'll have a pay-per-view and download format online for people to be able to watch the film as well. Lee drove the Rusty Hickman V40 sprint car around the track at Warrnambool on the Saturday night with the Aussie flag up during the national anthem. It was a very emotional experience for a lot of people, and what an amazing opportunity for Lee.
BNS Earthworks Timmins Speedway this weekend, Saturday night. Unfortunately, that's been cancelled due to flooding.
Yeah, I just saw some photos that Jeff Bell sent me. It is literally like the wave pool would be impressed with the amount of water that is on the track at the moment at BNS Earthworks Timmins Speedway. So the next event for Timmins will be on the 26th of February. That'll be the All-Star Sprint Cars returning and the Victorian Super Sedan Championship. Should be an absolute beauty, but disappointing because I know that Darren and Zach Tyson wanted to put on the Charlie's Amca Anarchy this weekend. Let's hope we can get that rescheduled soon, and Timmins will be back and rocking.
Yeah, terrific stuff as always, Wade-O. Thank you so much, mate, for your time. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Sounds good, buddy.